Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dudes Dish Disney. Joining us this week is Jonathan. He's our producer and resident tech dude.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us is Ryan. He's also known as the number one Disney dude.
What is up, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl. You know the rest of this because we're walking in like what, Ryan?
Ballers!
That's right. You know, we've done shows to help you out on a budget and get you more bang for your buck. And we've talked about the moderates. We talked about the deluxe. But now we're going all in. We're going to do Disney when money is no object. Because there's some of you out there who may hit the lottery and want to call us to book this ultimate experience. The best of the best. The unattainable. The unimaginable. The every dream come true. Get out of my way. I own this joint. Right, dudes?
I think you pretty much covered it there. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the theme of this week. We're going to expose you to some of the greatest ways to have a big time. Now, we're going to assume that you're going to have a private jet and you're going to fly into probably a close private airport rather than MCO that's a little closer, like maybe Lakeland or something. And then we assume that you're going to get a great limo to pick you up and bring you to the world. We could probably hook you up with a limo.
Wait, if we're balling, we're going in a straight up party bus. We don't need a limo. We got a party bus. It's fit in 15 and we got beers in the fridge and we're ready to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Ryan, that's all going this one. He is ready for this.
DJs. Yeah. What's the DJ spinning on that bus?
I don't even care at this point. As long as it's loud and obnoxious, you know, let's make it happen. I mean, if we're going to do it right, it's Little Troy Baller.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and then we're going to check in with style to some of the finest rooms, suites, villas on property. If you were balling at Disney, what hotel, what room would you pick to stay at?
Holly Bungalows. That's the first thing that came to my mind. If I just could ball out and do whatever I wanted for the sake of doing it, I'd probably go to the Polynesian Bungalows because why not?
That is a good choice.
So now the question is, if you're balling, I mean, they'll sleep up to eight people, but you're just going there like with two people?
I mean, maybe.
Or a group of four, your homies, whatever.
me and my homies, we're going to pour one out on the back deck. So if it's a boys trip and we're balling, I could see that. I could see that working there. You know, we could definitely do that, but you could ball as a dad with your family too. There's all sorts of balling, right? All sorts of things you
can do. So that's a good start, because on peak seasons they go for about $52.50 a night, right? So that's good. So if you're there for 10 nights, it's, you know, $52,000 just on hotel rooms. I'm down with that. Where would you stay?
Yeah, Ryan kind of took my ultimate place, but the other would be the probably the cabins over at Wilderness as well. I mean, that's another great one. You got an awesome view. I mean, you're very secluded over there as well. But I'm kind of like Ryan here. I gotta say with Pauly, I just got it. That's my bucket list. That's my dream place. That's the place I really just got to stay. So honestly, I'm going there too.
Yeah, I think I like what you said about the Copper Creek Canyons. They're a little less pricey than the Pauley, the same feel. Definitely more than a dude's hangout. I envision that if you were, you know, at the bungalow, you could probably have a party at night and get away with it. But if you were at the Copper Creek Canyons, and there was probably a noise ordinance over there that would come and get you at night.
You said one might be cheaper, and then you're talking about noise ordinances. You're not acting as a baller right
now. So I was being the practical old man here.
$4,000 a month. Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, walking in there like Elon Musk, not like a baller, but I get what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. Your point of view as a baller, I think, is totally legit too. That's fine. Yeah. I got that.
Yeah. So, but I really, you know, I've done for some clients, and I've looked at for myself. A lot of people don't know this, but the deluxe resorts all have presidential and VP suites, and they're really at the best location in the hotel. Like the ones, you can see some of them online at the Pauley are amazing as far as where it's situated on the property. The Contemporary Resort Presidential Hotel is the level right below California Grill. So you're way, way up top. It's not the top level of the actual hotel. It's the level above that, right below the grill. And there's five balconies on that presidential suite. So I'm thinking the Contemporary Presidential Suite.
Sweet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think those are all legit. I think another route you could take if you want to go on like a, you know, full, just like most beautiful place you could stay on property, do like a three bedroom villa at the Riviera.
Yeah.
Do one of those. That would be unreal too, right? You're not going to have the same pizzazz as you would have the other two places we just talked about, but you're just going to be smothered in elegance for the entire time that you're there.
I like that. There's one other option that really has got me thinking about is because it is a five-star resort and it's technically on Disney property, and it's, you could definitely be balling here, and that's the Four Seasons Resort. Their presidential suite or their royal suites, they go for about $15,000 a night. All right. And that includes enough room to have a serious party, your own butler to take care of everything you need. I think they throw breakfast in for that price too. So it's really a bargain.
It's the free breakfast. That's what pushed it over the top for you. It was the free
breakfast. But I guess the free food, huh?
Yeah, it's always the dudes who comes down to the free food. But no, it's a free room service that they can reel in on carts. And if you've ever been to the Four Seasons, it's, you know, like equivalent to the Ritz-Carlton. They're lifting up the silver domes, and your wildest dreams of food and beverage are underneath them. So
hey, Jeeves, go get me my free breakfast.
And be snappy. So, yeah. So it's those are some amazing options. And you got to start, you know, you got to start there. And of course, you know, normal people, if they went extravagant on a hotel room, would want to spend some time there. But as ballers, hey, that's just a place to lay our head at night, right? Comfortable as it may be, we're going to go out and have some fun with Disney now, right? So how would we attack Disney from an experience standpoint?
Four straight days at Club 33. And that's balling right there. No, Club 33 is the first thing I'm going to put out there, just because I think it's the most obvious and we got to get out of the way, right? Like you have to have several hours at Club 33 and drop a dime on a whole bunch of swag. Right. That's yep. I think the first thing that you got to do if you're in that exclusive realm.
Absolutely. John, what do you think?
I mean, you gotta have the VIP. Gotta get the plaid. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You gotta do the private tour. It's 100% private tour every day you're there.
So there's certain levels of tour, right, that you can get. Do you see the price tag on the ultimate tour now?
I did earlier. I don't have it pulled up now, but it's
12 hours, right? 12 hours, the plat at your disposal, private transportation between any parks, access. Doesn't include your tickets, right? Your tickets are above and beyond that. But if you want the all in for up to six people, it's 15 grand for the day. So you think about it, it's a little over a grand an hour for six people.
That's really not that far off from what the next level down is, though.
Right.
The next level down on peak season is $600 to $800 an hour.
Right.
With a 7 hour minimum. Right. So yeah. So if you're doing 8 hours at that price and you double it, you're pretty much there. Yeah. I mean, at that point in the amount of cost that you have, you're pretty much there. So yeah. it's not a bad thing.
The other tours typically will lead you down to just a maximum of two parks. But the ultimate, you can go up to, the difference is you can go up to four parks, and it includes a private tour of Cinderella's Castle Suite. You can't stay in the suite because that's just, you know, that would be the ultimate baller place to stay. You have to be invited or win a contest to stay there, but you do get a tour of it and you can take photos of it. So that's the difference, is you could go to all four parks in those 12 hours and you could see the suite, and then and your lunches and stuff are included with those tours too. But yeah, the VIP tour package is definitely the way to go, because what do you get? No waiting in lines.
Zero lines. This is like, you get lightning lane, right? You get lightning lane on pretty much every ride. If there is no lightning lane on that ride, you just go in through the exit, right? So no matter what, you're skipping lines.
On the vernacular of past park employees and cast members, that's known as the backdoor access. So it was called that in the 80s, and it's unfortunate that that's the term. But when you had a VIP every day at the Jungle Cruise, I would backdoor a VIP.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Unfortunate as it is, it's the truth.
This news changed. So anyway, oh boy. All right. So yeah, ballers.
Yeah. So, in the immortal words of John, that escalated quickly.
Pretty sure that was Ron Burgundy, but we'll let John steal it for now.
John is our Ron. Okay. So another thing that you can get, and I know you can get it at different places, but you can have a private character dining experience at some of the resort's venues. They start at $7,500, right, for the character. And I don't know if, you know, when I say character dining, that doesn't mean you're eating a character. That means the character's with you.
That's good. Thank you for clarifying for our young listeners who might be terrified right now.
Well, I mean, so for $7,500, one might think I get to, you know.
Why is Donald on a spit roast?
don't worry about it. It's going to taste good. Yeah.
So, that can be orchestrated through a concierge. You certainly, at some of these high-level rooms we talked about, have access to the concierge service, which is a nice thing as a baller. You got to have your gal or guy Friday making all the calls and getting it all done for you, right? Including setting up the VIP tours. So that's definitely it. And then, you know, the next components after these experiences is eating, drinking, dining. If I'm a baller, where am I gonna get it done?
So the big one is definitely heading over to Victoria and Albert's. That is a very, very high-end dining experience over at the Grand Floridian. A 7-course menu that starts at just under $300 per guest, and then wine can go anywhere from 100 to 150 additional per person, depending on what you're drinking. Menu changes all the time. Michelin star chefs. It's awesome, awesome experience if you can do it. That is one way to definitely be a baller if you're looking for that meal that's going to be like anything else.
And if you want to be a baller within all ballers, you could ask for the chef table at Victoria's Albert's. And now you're talking about $625, $700 a head for that 10-course meal with the wine pairing. And that's the ultimate, right? And that takes a lot of, you know, it's a minimum 3-hour experience. And you do have to get dressed up. It's one of the only places that gentlemen require jackets at Walt Disney World. You know, there used to be a few restaurants that did that. This is the only one now. And it certainly is up there experiences. Yeah. It is one of only 2 5-star restaurants in the entire state of Florida. So think about that as far as experience and quality. You're going to go big. But you could probably secure some other venues and dining experiences that are up there in the highest of quality. I mean, we're kind of a group of foodies. What do you think, Ryan? Where would you go if you were a baller?
I mean, if you're on prime property, you're going to go get a window seat California Grill during the fireworks, right? Like that's, if you're going to ball out, that's a good way to do it. Especially if you're a family baller or trying to go on a first date as a baller, right? Like those kinds of things are going to score you big points. So that's, I think that's one of the ways I would do it.
You know, if I was with a party of people in an entourage, you can get the, executive boardroom in the California Grill that has a view of the fireworks. It can seat up to 18 people at it. Minimum spend of $2,000 for food and beverage. When you think about it, it's not that bad.
No, that's not.
So you'd spend that, make sure you get that $2,000 covered and go to their wine list and order the best of the best. Yeah, that's definitely a way to do it. If you're balling, one person's picking up the tab, though. If you wanted to pseudo ball, 18 people could split the tab.
So you're splitting the ball? Got it.
Any way to get it done?
Yeah, thanks, Lance.
If it was like no object, I would love to like rent out an entire restaurant for just the friends, right? Whatever that is, and it would probably in Disney, it might not be, you know, the best cuisine, but maybe with those restaurants that are hardest to get, you know, like I just want to take 40 of my friends to Ohana, you know, because I could never get there. But so you buy it out, right?
I just want to shut down Ohana at 7 p.m. on a Saturday. That's it. It's just like, just for me and 4 people. Just wave at them from inside. Like, this is delicious. Right? Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, imagine doing that at the top of Coronado or at Riviera too. I mean,
Trader Sam's.
Oh man.
Buying it out, right?
Yeah. Just renting it out. It would honestly, you want to go baller, you go to the Disneyland one and then you rent that one out. That's the way to go baller on that one.
Nice. And
why not? You're a baller, you got a private jet, just do it in the middle of the day, right? I'm just gonna go to Trader Sam's Disneyland for one drink and I'm gonna go back to Orlando.
All right, which is a nice segue. And you know, what are the best, most expensive indulgent cocktails? And certainly, you know, AOA over at Trader Sam's is up there, but you know, you can go some places. You know, if that's not $25 or $28 for AOA is not bad. You got to get the Nautilus. That's $35-$40 for a double. If you're going to go and just have that garish, you know, souvenir mug that you're walking around. I think I would put that Nautilus on a gold chain around my neck.
Now we're balling. Now we're balling.
Right? The Edison has a Gilgamesh drink, which in Disney Springs, which has gotten all kinds of awards. That's a, you know, $30, $40 drink there. The Yub Nub. At Oga's, that's $45, right?
Yeah, if you throw it into the special cup, yep.
Yeah, so I mean, but one of the, if you're truly going to do it right and you're at the California Grill, you've got to get the California Grill's signature cocktail, which is the most expensive and indulgent beverage at all of Walt Disney World. You can have this signature cocktail. It pairs a champagne cocktail with a decadent Remy Martin Louis XIV that takes four generations to distill this. And the Remy is close to $200 an ounce. They just do a splash of it in this drink. Anyways, the drink's $137, right? So high quality champagne, high quality Remy, the California Grill signature cocktail. I'm all in. If I'm balling, we're drinking that as we watch the fireworks. All right. You know, when we were doing this show and getting ready for it, I wasn't really sure which way it was going. So I developed a baller's list for drinking around the world. And it was just a very simple concept. It was, if I were drinking around the world at the kiosk, at the stand, anywhere I could grab a drink, and I compiled a list of the most expensive drinks in every country, what would they be and how much were they? Are you ready?
Let's hear this.
Okay, well, so I did it in the reverse order, right? Starting in Canada, we always start in Mexico, only because the pièce de résistance, the most expensive thing, was in Mexico. And I figured that we have to finish it that way, right? So that's where I went. So, okay, number one in Canada, the ice wine at $22. Number two in the UK, the Macallan 18-year-old at $40.50. Then we go to France for the Cure Imperial. That's $23.95. The Moroccan Mule, low expectations for Morocco. That's the most expensive drink at $15.50, and it's always Ryan's go-to. So yes, he is a baller. He is a baller at Moroccan. All right. And then we go to Japan for the Dasai Jumbo Sake at $39. All of the most expensive moonshines at the U.S. Pavilion are $18. The most expensive drink in Italy is the Italica Spritz at $20. And you can get the large stein of German beer or the most expensive glass of wine in the beer garden for $18. If you're stopping at the Outpost, then you got to get the Outpost lemonade. That's $15.50. The most expensive dreaded two drinks are coming up right now. In China, it's the Tipsy Ducks for $13. And in Norway, the frozen Viking coffee, Jonathan, for $15.
Your favorite drink there, Carl.
Actually, the frozen one's a lot better than the other one. So
it is. The frozen one is better. And it gives you warm hugs afterwards if you treat it right.
Yeah. And then we go to Mexico for La Cava Experience. Tasting of tequila at $180 to finish off. So that brings us to the baller's total of drinking around the world of $379.95. And that doesn't include tips. And you are tipping if you're a baller.
Yeah, that's a minimum $500, minimum $500 throughout that world showcase.
That's how we roll. What else, if we're doing it in style at Walt Disney World? What are we doing? How about a VIP private boat charter fireworks on Seven Seas Lagoon with cocktails?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that for sure. You could do that for sure. I'd rather go sit in the top of the castle, right? Pay somebody, let me in, let me get in the suite for the fireworks. Listen, if you're going to be a true baller, you got to go out of the realm of what everybody else thinks is possible, right?
Right.
That's the kind of stuff that you need to do. Like, I want to sit on top of the roof watching Tinkerbell come right at me, right off the castle, right? Like, that's that kind of stuff with sparklers in my hand and champagne in my other hand. Like, that's kind of stuff that I'm talking about.
All right. So today I knew we were doing this show and I was looking for a photograph, right? Mm-hmm. That I took, and I can't find it. And it's really bugging me now. So the Cinderella's Royal Suite in the castle used to be a storage room. When I worked my second half of the internship at the college program, I was a magician in Merlin's magic shop in the castle, which is no longer there. And there was an elevator that came, used to take up to work in the castle, that was in the castle. And we'd go downstairs and get inventory and bring it up. That elevator went up another level to employees who worked in the kitchen at Cinderella's Royal Table. And then it went up another level to this empty room where it was storage. That's what eventually was converted into this royal suite. And the next level went right out to a door in the top of the turret. And you looked right down Main Street. And one morning when I was up there, I went up before anyone was there, went all the way to the top and took a picture looking back down empty Main Street from the top of the tower. And for the life of me, I can't find this picture anywhere. But it was one of those cool things. And I have to look through more books now and find it because, you're right. Thinking about the spaces and places you could go and things that you could do that no one else would do. That's what they did when they converted that castle. But there's other places. Yeah. It's, I guess, Club 33. But bigger and better, right? Rent out the whole park, Ryan.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is the attitude I want. We're just renting out for like six people too, right? This is not, this is just my crew, right? This is not just like
for 100 people. It's six.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like six people. We're just gonna go hang out. It's gonna be the dudes and two, three of our friends. Like that's it. Yeah, let's make it happen.
All right.
You spot the money, I'll pay you back. Okay,
I'm in.
All right, done.
All right, let's go.
Jonathan, how about it? What if it's no object? Money's no object. What are you doing? You know, we're talking about things, everything we talked up, you know, up now is feasible and there's a list price for it and we can help you get it. But let's even go beyond that. You know, what's kind of unattainable?
How about sitting up on top of the
Spaceship Earth?
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Not where I was going with it, but yes, that's totally fine. I was going to go say sit up top of the Aztec Temple in the Mexico Pavilion and watch the fireworks from up there. But yes, let's go with Spaceship Earth.
I mean, Ryan, if you really wanted to, I'm sure you could get up there pretty quickly and maybe be there for a minute.
Yeah, maybe be there for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, there is a way to get there and get up there and do there. There's been pictures taken up there. So, yeah.
Just drive the monorail, rent the monorail out just for you and your five friends, right? Like you want to go crazy, you know, sit up front. A realistic thing that you can do is sit up front in the monorail, right? Ride in the pilot seat. There's room for like four or five people up there. You can go sit up there and that's kind of baller status.
I would love to take the Jungle Cruise boat for all of my friends that I've met since working on the Jungle Cruise that have heard story about me working there, like everybody at the age and everybody, just have like do 10 trips with all these people that knew and heard and actually have them see me do it again. I would just, you know, I would rent out the Jungle Cruise just to do that. And everybody could take a spin on the boat with me and it would not be an approved spiel.
I'm going to say that is a cool experience to be able to see Carl do that.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a cool experience. Wink, wink. Not
edit.
So what would you do, John? Where would you go?
So I, being the tech guy, I want to launch the fireworks. I want to be the guy pushing the buttons, doing all that stuff. I want all that control and being that guy sitting there and enjoying the show.
I love the fact that you're now not like, I'm not renting something out. I am in charge of the fireworks. Right? Like that's
I want to go boom.
I'm making it pop off. Like that's, yeah.
Well, there you have it, dudes. What have we missed? Have we missed the impossible? We've done the feasible.
You know, the only thing that we didn't touch on that's a realistic thing that you can do if you're a baller is get married at the Magic Kingdom. Right? Like that's true baller status right there. When you can drop six figures on a wedding like that, plus to go have your wedding and shut down Magic Kingdom in the morning just for that. That's baller status for sure.
Yeah. That is one experience. My wife, when we originally got engaged and everything, she, uh, she started to kind of look at that a little bit, and I saw the price. We saw the price tag, and it's like, nope, change of plans right now, and not going to happen. Way out of budget.
You can get married at Disney, or you can live in a house 30 years from now.
You know, it's true. You could do it, and there are plans. You can do it just about anywhere. You can do it at a pavilion at Epcot. You can do it anywhere, right? They have all kinds of flexibility on where you want to throw that that wedding. And yeah, that would be pretty cool, right? And do the whole thing, rent the horse and carriage, the whole thing, right? And make it happen. So there you have it, dudes. That's how we would roll if we were at Walt Disney World.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media, on Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney, on Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney, on Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.